This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
105.7 WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. It's been nearly 2 years since HSHS and Purveya announced they would close all of their healthcare facilities in the Chippewa Valley, including Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Since then, area residents have struggled with inadequate access to healthcare, and the remaining healthcare providers in the region have become overburdened with their increased responsibilities. For Chippewa Falls residents specifically, the loss of St. Joseph's Hospital also meant the loss of quick access to emergency care. With no hospital in the city, residents who suffer a medical incident at home now have to travel 20 to 30 minutes to Eau Claire to receive that care. The additional travel time has made it difficult for EMS providers to respond to calls as quickly, and Lieutenant Chad Shara from the Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services Department says they've started to consider whether a patient really needs to be transported to a hospital or if their crews can adequately treat them at the scene.
We got a longer transport, so we try to prioritize. Does this patient really need to tie up an ambulance when there could be a next call that comes in when that the patient's more critical? So I mean, I think our no transports have picked up than when we sat St. Joe's, because then you could just take them up to St. Joe's, and at least they're in a hospital facility.
Lieutenant Shara says despite a successful referendum in recent years allowing the department to hire more staff, they've struggled to find enough suitable candidates. A pair of bills recently signed into law by Governor Tony Evers could bring some assistance in that regard. Wisconsin Act 35 aims to reduce financial barriers for students in EMS programs at technical colleges to grow the overall workforce. Wisconsin Act 36 also directs the Department of Health Services to increase the maximum Medicaid reimbursement for ambulance responses that don't involve a patient being transported to the hospital. While the new legislation could provide some workforce and reimbursement relief, rural residents in the area will still face healthcare access struggles until new hospitals like the planned Aspirus Hospital in Chippewa Falls and the Chippewa Valley Cooperative Hospital in Lake Halley open in the coming years. Xcel Energy officials have announced they've received approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to move forward with a major transmission line project. According to a press release on Monday, the agency's approval of the Western Wisconsin Transmission Connection Project will connect new and existing substations between Eau Claire, Clark, and Trumbull counties. Xcel Energy officials say the project will create a stronger and more resilient grid for their customers across the upper Midwest. The company first began working with local landowners and state agencies to identify a potential corridor for the project in 2023. Construction is expected to officially begin in 2027, and the project could be in service by 2029. Officials also say the project will generate millions of dollars in economic benefits for the region through construction jobs and local tax revenues going towards schools, roads, and other infrastructure projects in the region. Republican state lawmakers have proposed legislation that would require approval from local voters before municipalities can impose vehicle registration fees on them. The vehicle registration fees, commonly known as wheel taxes, require residents to pay an additional $10 to $40 to register their vehicle each year. The legislation comes as the city of Eau Claire seeks to increase its wheel tax from $26 to $50, which officials say will bring in an additional $1 million in revenue. Eau Claire County also has its own wheel tax at $30, meaning city residents could pay as much as $80 each year in vehicle registration fees. If passed into law, an existing wheel tax could be repealed if residents don't vote to keep it during an election held within 18 months of the wheel tax going into effect. Opponents of the legislation say wheel taxes are one of the only reliable solutions for those municipalities to fund local transportation projects. With proposals for more major construction projects in Eau Claire, officials are seeking more community input. City officials say they're hoping for more communication with residents about the day-to-day impact of these proposed projects, including renovations on the Dewey Street Bridge and upgrades to the Chippewa River State Trail. They're also hoping for residents to participate in a planned study that would see Farwell Street in the downtown area reduced from 4 lanes to 2 lanes in an effort to improve pedestrian accessibility and open up more parking. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a piece of bipartisan legislation into law on Friday restricting the use of cell phones and other electronic devices in the classroom. In a statement, Governor Evers said cell phones and social media can be a major distraction for kids in school and even become a source of bullying. While Wisconsin is now the 36th state to officially limit cell phones and other electronics in the classroom, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction previously noted that around 90% of districts had already implemented policies similar to the bill. Chippewa County has officially launched new software on its website to help residents navigate public meetings and board minutes. According to a press release, earlier this year, the county's previous software provider notified them that it would stop supporting the software used on the county website in September of 2027. County officials say the new Civic Plus software will give the public easier access to minutes and agendas and bring significant savings. They're also advising residents that they'll need to re-register to continue receiving notifications for those meetings. A bipartisan package of legislation that would create a new disaster assistance program received a hearing in the Wisconsin State Senate last week. The legislation was considered in the State Senate Committee on Natural Resources, Veteran, and Military Affairs on Tuesday, where lawmakers said the goal of the $30 million grant program is to fill in the gaps when federal disaster aid is denied. If approved, the State Department of Military Affairs would oversee the program, with $10 million set aside for individual aid and $20 million for business aid through 2026. For 105.7 WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Bucks win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, a Bucks victory thanks to a jump shot at the buzzer by Giannis Antetokounmpo. 117-115 over the Pacers. Doc Rivers says, though, Giannis is getting fouled every night and not getting the calls.
I just think the way he gets officiated is not right. It's brutal, and hell, we can call a foul every time. Well, if you do, they'll stop fouling him. So, anyway, we won.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight in Toronto against the Raptors. College hoops, number 24th ranked Wisconsin over Campbell University, 96-64. Marquette beat Albany, 80-53. NFL. A report says Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs will now miss time with a sprained knee, and tight end Tucker Kraft out for the season with a torn ACL.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley weather. Mostly sunny today, our high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy late tonight with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler with a high right around 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm.